Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Candelaria. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, John Candelaria. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Nate Colbert. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanguilan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sanguilan moves to second. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Sanguilan moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zisk strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sanguilan scores. Oliver scores. Robertson moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Pirates. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Candelaria hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Foley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Pirates. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter, who is chasing the ball. Sanguilan reaches third base with a triple. Stennett goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanguilan tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Pirates. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Richie Zisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. Zisk moves to second. It's 7-2, Pirates. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Colbert strikes out. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mackinnon hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candelaria is 0-for-1 in the game. Candelaria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanguilan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Manghul is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manghul hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Manghul reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Al Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Bob Robertson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 8-2, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Colbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Candelaria is 0 for 2 in the game. Candelaria hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish throws towards first. Colbert fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colbert. Candelaria moves to second. Rennie Stennett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stennett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Candelaria moves to third. Al Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Candelaria scores. Sanguillan moves to third. It's 9-2, Pirates. Dale Murray now pitching. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanguillan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and one strike. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavares for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbert hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. John Candelaria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Candelaria is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Candelaria hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sanguilan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Mackinnon moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to third. Jose Morales pinch hits for Dale Murray. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Mackinnon scores. One out. It's 10-3, Pirates. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Oliver is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Oliver strikes out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Robertson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel, who is chasing the ball. Zisk reaches third base with a triple. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Colbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Colbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 10-4, Pirates. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mäkinen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mäkinen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tavares fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mäkinen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Tekulva batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tekulva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Don DeMola. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.